After years of planning, the city has approved a plan to build a pedestrian bridge across the Speed River in Hespler. The city is now turning to the community to help decide on its location and potential features the bridge could have. Matt Holland is the project engineer for the bridge and has called on the community to complete a survey on how the bridge could benefit their neighborhood. "It's always good to get feedback from the community," said Holland. "They usually have suggestions that we don't think about. The survey could include lighting options or any idea the public has for the bridge." Holland and his team are happy and open to suggestions. The project was approved during the city's cycling master plan in 2020. The goal was to identify an area to connect the Mill Run Trail to a new proposed trail running along Queen Street West. The study evaluates alternative trail routes and bridge locations with consideration for the natural, cultural, economic and technical environments, and recommends a preferred solution in consultation with the public, indigenous communities and regulatory agencies, said the City of Cambridge's website. There are around 7 potential locations for the bridge, all located near the Forbes textile mill, which is proposed to be converted into condos. 3 different bridge options are being considered: a bowstring arch truss bridge, parallel cord truss bridge and a steel girder bridge could potentially be built over the river. The city has also met with and discussed the project with the Six Nations of the Grand River. 6 nations recommended that they use the Silnit Dam structure as the bridge to avoid disturbing any more natural land. The city has deemed the dam unsafe and unable to have a bridge built atop it, saying it was never meant to hold that much weight. The study team previously met with 6 nations of the Grand River to discuss this project. Input from the 6 nations of the Grand River has been incorporated into the selection of the preferred design, said the city's Public Information Center, PIC. "The more engagement from the community, the better chance it has to be built," said Holland. There is also a do-nothing option that would not see a bridge being built, but Holland and his team are hoping the community will help them in the decision-making process. They are still in the early processes of the project and are pending approval. Construction is expected to start in 2024-2025, said Holland. The cost of the bridge is to be determined. The type, location and features of the bridge will all affect the overall cost. The survey is open from August 29 to September 19 and is part of the city's Public Information Center, PIC, for the Hespler Pedestrian Bridge Environmental Assessment Project. Holland recommends anyone wanting to fill out a survey to read the city's PIC to better understand the proposed bridge and trail project.